This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, this week is Farm Safety Week, and it's also a time when farmers in the ag industry take a step back to stay on focus, to stay safe during one of the busiest and most dangerous seasons of the year. With harvest beginning to ramp up here in Iowa, the reminders are timely because while strong yields matter, nothing's more important than making it home safe at the end of the day. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at some of the crop conditions around the state and also talk a little bit of farm safety with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagg says this week is a reminder of two big storylines in ag. How is the state's crop looking as harvest gets underway in parts of the state? And how important is it to keep safety in focus during long and stressful days in the field? Nagg says the weeks ahead will bring answers on yields and plenty of challenges for farmers, both in the field and on the road.
In the next week or so, next 2 weeks for sure, folks will really be getting out there. Hearing some reports coming in, and it's obviously early right now. I think the big question is going to be how big is this crop? How much did rust or disease impact the top line yield? Even if we find that there was a reduction in that yield potential, I think we're staring down a historic crop in terms of size. Reminds us we've got a lot of work to do on the demand side. But it's also a time where we say, hey, it gets very stressful. It gets very busy. And we want to remind folks, keep safety top of mind and also take care of yourselves. You know, watch out for each other. High stress times might be a time you need to talk to somebody. But we certainly want to stay safe on the road and make sure we're getting home safe at night.
Nagg adds that while it's still early, the crop has strong potential, even with some disease pressure trimming yields in some spots. He says the real test over the next couple weeks will be seeing just how large this year's harvest turns out to be, and at the same time reminding farmers that safety and health need to stay at the top of the list as the pace of work picks up.
Where did we find 1.5 million acres of corn? And of course, what you find is, yes, in fact, it was about certified acres and all those things. And, you know, hey, this is also the time of year, Dustin, where I start to think about, well, there's an actual number. It's in the field, and we will know it. In a really pretty short order at this point. And so, I think we're all looking at that and saying, is it out there? What's it based on? And then again, how much did weather at the end of the year? A little too much water in some places, dried off in some other places, disease certainly. But again, I think by all indications are, with my own eyes, having traveled the state and talked to folks, but also starting to hear some of those early reports, is we're looking at a sizable crop. And again, the good news is we'll know here in pretty short order.
As the combines start to roll into the fields across Iowa, farmers will be keeping a close eye on yield reports to see how the crop finishes out. But Nagg says Farm Safety Week is also a reminder that no matter how big the harvest turns out to be, the most important outcome is making sure everyone gets home safe each night. Balancing the drive for strong production with the need for caution on the farm and on the road is what will carry agriculture through this harvest season. For this story and more, you can log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. Don't forget to sign up for the free e-newsletter that comes out daily at around 5 p.m. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.